Thank you. Shlomo's back. You haven't been here in a while. Nowadays, that's. Avarachamon, Amiragen, Ragem, Aleinu, Avinu, Avarachamon, Amiragen, Come Okay, so much to talk about. I want to continue a little bit from what we spoke about on Sunday, or Monday. One of the most powerful things that we learn about Avram and Sarah is as Rashi says, the famous Chazal, that Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, that the life of a tzaddik, the life of Sarah, the life of Avram, it's one and the same. Avram and Sarah, V'Avraham V'Sarah Zekenim Bayim Bayamim, is this inyan of Shlemus, this inyan, this concept of Shlemus, which is really... the Maral says Shlemus and Simcha are one and the same. Happiness and being complete are really one and the same. The reason a person is not happy is because they're missing something. I'm missing something. And when a person is able to live a life b'shlemus, which doesn't mean perfection. I know some Sfarim translate to be a shalei means to be perfect. As we said the other day, I think Nisanel was saying, and it's so true, we're perfectly imperfect, which means we're all deficient. There are only four people who never were chota. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov lo yechta. And we don't like celebrate the fact that they weren't chota. We know that our leaders and our mentors and our tzaddikim were human. That's the greatness of the Jewish people. The greatness.
It's very low. Damn.
Oh, it's low. The greatness of the Jewish people is that the difference between us and the Goyim is and people is that we talk about the mistakes that Moshe Rabbeinu made. We talk about the mistakes that Avram Avinu made. We speak about the mistakes that the tzaddikim made, because one of the reasons is because we're human and we're going to make mistakes. That's not about being perfect. That's not a contradiction to shlemus. That's not a contradiction to becoming the you, the full, the most you. As I've said, you've heard this from me many times. It's not, or maybe I haven't said it in a while. It's not about being, you know, the best you. Be you. That's hard enough to learn how to be all of you. Not the best. What? Right. It's not about being perfect. It's about being
you.
Say that again. Yeah, good. It's not about being right. It's one of my favorite. No, but I'll tell you why. Because it's not. It's right. Thank you. See, it's not cliche. It is cliche, but we need to darshan it. We need to. This is what we were talking about. Before. Thank you, Yaakov.
I'm coming off of from when we spoke last about the struggle that we all have, of, you know, of becoming independent and becoming mature. I don't know what other words which we could talk about. I really would love to talk about and learning to differentiate. We spoke about it today on the bus a little bit, on the van a little bit, about connecting to myself, you know. And this guy's going to say connecting to myself is walking around the moshav and listening to music, jogging, or not listening to any music, or whatever it might be. For this person, it might be sitting there and learning the Rajba. And it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction and to say, okay, this is how I live my life. This is how I connect to myself. I connect to myself by doing yoga, right? You that doesn't mean you're connected to yourself if you're doing yoga. Now, I do have to say that when a person learns to slow down and a person learns to breathe, right? It's very popular now.
Meditation.
Breath work. Why is that popular now? One of the reasons that it's popular now is not because you're going to sit there all day meditating, right? That's what people think. Going like this, is connecting to myself. Coming to this shir and talking about life is connecting to myself. But if I'm davening or I'm learning, then I'm not connecting to myself. So then why am I davening? What should I do? That's where the question, and you'll notice in your brain, the word should is when that starts flying around your brain, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, what do I want to do? When is it connecting to myself? When am I connecting to myself? What's that feeling that I get when I'm connecting to myself? What's that feeling? What do I want? What am I looking for? And when we talk about Sarah and we talk about Avram, which is really the end of a chapter of Avram and Sarah, who are like the quintessential in a certain way. Like Avram and Sarah are like Avram. I don't think there's any other pasuk that comes to mind that puts a husband and wife together. Avram is Makarev the Anashim, and Sarah is the Avram and Sarah. Right. On correct. Right, and only thank you, Rabbi Lazarus. Thank you, Rabbi Lazarus. Correct. The Avram and Sarah. Again, I'm not. I don't want to get so much into this point, but Avram and Sarah are the demus a little bit of Avram v'Sarah zekanim bayim bayamim in the pasuk. There's a very interesting Gemara, as Rabbi Lazarus was saying about the, you know, now, whatever that means, that Sarah and Avram are, you know, they're with each other. They're holding they're together, like, you know, now, whatever that means. So this concept of shlemus, is not that Yitzchak and Rivka not, but we don't see that. It's not coming out like that. The shlemus, and then people, we could talk about this now. People talk about getting married. You know, why would you marry, right? A woman and a man are complete opposites. And that is shlemus. Shlemus is not to be married. You know, I've said that in this generation, I believe that that's part of the reason why there's so much of the push to same genders to marry each other, because that's small-minded. When you're creating a team, when you're creating shlemus, shlemus comes with opposites. Shlemus comes having a good day, having a bad day, having a night, having a daytime, having cold, having hot, having winter, having summer. And the goal, I think, of all of us is really to navigate and to realize that learning Torah has its place. working on your midas has its place. Doing yoga has its place. And when you become a shlemus person, right? We're speaking it a lot. I spoke to Rabbi Ben Isbi, the son-in-law of Rabbi Kalish, Rabbi Yeshua Kalish, Rabbi Kalish, who passed away. And I was talking about, you know, the beauty of being a person who has a shlemus to them. Either, why does it have to be, and then I want to open up to you guys, why does it have to be that they are separate? Why does it have to be that someone who's learning associates himself with this rigidity? And the person who's chilling out is associates himself with hefkeris, with doing whatever you want. And the balance of a Jew, the balance. You know, we just went out today. I didn't mention it to you guys. Maybe a little bit. I went out with some of the chevra to go bowling and to go out. And you know, one of the things that people don't realize is the balance of learning Torah, the balance of davening, the balance of being able to enjoy this world. That I think is maybe the one of the things that has been stolen, or maybe it was always like this, but I feel like now, maybe because the Gashmias has become so great, it's almost like you have to choose. I'm either choosing a life of you know, pas b'melech toichal, you know, and I'm choosing a life of discomfort, or I'm which is Torah and Yiddishkeit and this, or I'm choosing a life of Gashmias. And the joke, it's not a joke, it's sad, is that it's the exact opposite. Is that a person, as it says in Rashi on the Gemara about Kula, that everybody agrees that Shavuos is Lachem, is that as Rashi says, and we know, when a person has, you know, halacha in his life, when a person has Torah in their life, when a person does it properly, and a person also works on their midas, and a person also takes a walk around the moshav, and a person also is able to not give in to their desires, and a person's also able to go to therapy or not, to talk to people, and you're able to do that, suddenly you actually begin to enjoy your life. You suddenly begin to enjoy your life. Life does not have to be extreme. When you're younger, it's a little bit harder, because it's like, you feel like you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision, like, am I going to enjoy my life, or am I going to not enjoy my life? And I just want to tell you, it doesn't mean that it's not difficult. The journey is not difficult. I'm not saying it's not difficult. But shlemus is not about making a decision that I'm either doing this or doing that. Shlemus, the word shalem, means that I'm actually like investing in all parts, not talking IFS, all of my parts of who I am. And that means if I need to play ball, then I need to play ball. If that means that I need to get a good night's sleep, 8 to 9 hours of sleep, if that's what you need, especially when you're younger, then that's what you need to do. If that means that you need to focus more on this side of the Beis Medrash and open up a safer, a 24/7 halacha, there is no excuse, and I mean this for real, when you're in yeshiva, there is no excuse to have some extra connection to learning Torah. There's no excuse for anybody, because people are going to say, okay, yes, is there someone who maybe is so traumatized by his father or by his Rebbe or by the system, he's so traumatized that he physically gets nauseous when he opens up, okay, I'm not talking about that guy. That guy is a different conversation. I'm not talking about that guy. Binyamin principle, Ari, parentheses. Not in a bad way, Ari. That was an addition. But it's so true what I'm saying. I'm saying something that is true. I'm not saying the truth. I'm saying something that's true. And I think the problem happens when we don't give the proper attention to all of who we are. We don't give the proper attention, and we have to should. I should be doing this more. I should be. I want to say you both learn in where are you both learning in Torah. I want to say Yisrael. What's your name?
Yitzi.
I I just want to say, I can't tell you, and your good chaver over here, this is an example, Avi Shalitsky, and Yisrael and Yitzchak. I want to tell you what it means. I want to tell you what it means to me, Yisrael and Yitzchak. I want to tell you, Yisrael and Yitzchak, it's right now, Mestama, it's right now in the middle of Second Seder, I assume, right? And you didn't have a time machine that you're sort of stopped the time and you took a bathroom break and you're here for this and you're going back to Second Seder. So that means that two chevra who, and my plan, this was not all a whole introduction for you guys, but you just fit beautifully into what I'm saying over here. You know, the fact that you could have two chevra who three siddurim a day is you know, bread and butter, learning first Seder, second Seder, night Seder. That's why I mentioned Avi. And to come here to be mevatel Torah, to come to this place, it's nice, we'll get a little this, a little cute, it's nice, give a little inspiration, we'll sing a song or two, like they're cute like that, like we need the chizik. No. We're all in the same boat. Doesn't matter what yeshiva you go to. Doesn't matter what your shirt, what color your shirt is. We all need basically the same stuff. This guy might be able to handle a little bit more to the left. This guy might be able to handle more to the right. I don't mean right and left in any context, but I mean it. And to have two chevra who are machshiv limud haTorah, it should be a chizik, right? It should be a chizik for all of the chevra here, to Yehuda Weinstein, who learns like a beast. Learns like a beast. So Shlaimi just came back. First of all, welcome back, Shlaimi. I got it. I'm getting excited. You guys are getting me excited. That's why I'm going to... Shlaimi's like, where am I sitting down? I'm like, okay, good. I'm getting excited. I'll tell you why I get excited. Right? Avium. Avium. I want to explain what I mean. I think this is so powerful. I think this is like Mashiach. This is like the time of Mashiach, and this is what's gonna bring Mashiach. And I don't mean that in a weird way, but I mean that for real. Like when you have everyone who is touching, you know, the last bracha we say in Shmoneh Esrei is Sim Shalom. The end is going to be all about peace, the world being at peace, and all the parts and all the different areas of being a ben Torah, what it is to be a ben Torah. To come, to take a bus or a cab, I don't know what you guys did, or to rent the car, I don't know, I'm not getting into your business. But you did. To leave Second Seder, to leave your chavrusa, to leave a yeshiva, to leave what's good for you in shidduchim and what means a certain thing, because you are, I don't know, I'm trying to think what the best word, I don't want to say it so fast, I want to think about it. Because I'm not going to say you're being true to yourself. That's way too cliche for me to say now. Because you're, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't want to say anything yet. Don't wait 1 second. Because you are, no, nothing to do with the mic. It's myself. It's because you are, I'm going to say it very simple. Because you're taking care of yourself and you're doing what you know that you need to do. And nobody in the world could tell you what you need. People can help you discover what you need. But it's like, should I feel this way? Should I not feel this way? I don't even know what that means. You do feel a certain way. Meaning what? And if I could ask you guys, and then let's talk, because I love breaking open discussion, because then it gets even better. If I could ask you, you know, there's no pressure. Why did you guys, now you can say you would just want to, you know, you're on your way to somewhere else, and we're on the way to there.
But I'm saying, like, what are you doing here? Go back to yeshiva. You have second Seder, unless you, do you guys learn together? Oh, that's even better. So that's even better. So that means they had to tell their chavrusa or not tell their chavrusa. So what are you guys doing here? Why would you come here? All we're doing now is just talking like, you know, I don't know, stuff that maybe people don't talk about, or they do talk about. I'm not sure. Can I hear from one of you guys? No, zero pressure. What are you guys doing here?
Hi, my name is Israel Bortzman.
Yeah! Love it.
So we have meetings. You were in Torah's Chaim, and I'll be honest, I was by the Ben Kalish Seniors Levaya on Monday. I was actually telling Yitzhidus, I whenever like I go to like any of these things, I get like, I called it Durham fever. Like, I just like, you know, like just something about it like just feels very true. And I was just like, I texted Avi yesterday, like there was a shit, I was just down to come. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm here. I think it's very true. Like what Rebbe says and what's going on here. So.
Okay. Amazing. And you know what, if I could just add, you know, the Mishnah says that there's a voice, there's a call from Hashem that comes down. The tshuva one also, or just Torah? It says tshuva also. The Chazal say, the Mishnah for sure says Torah. Tshuva also, that it says shuvu banim. There's a voice that comes and says, do tshuva. And one of the tzaddikim asks, every day there's a voice that tells you to do tshuva? Where? Who? What? What are you talking about? Where? I don't hear no voice. I hope you're not hearing voices. And what Yisrael just said, that's the voice. That's Hashem talking to you within. Lecha amar libi. Lecha amar libi. Espanecha Avakesh, I within me, the neshama inside of me, wakes me up, and doesn't wake me up in a slap. Anyone who knows how to wake up somebody, you never slap a person to wake up. You're not going to wake up, I hope you don't. You better not. You don't wake up your kids with a slap. Someone you love, you wake up with a caress. It's time to get up. Love you. Let's go. I love you in a good, loving, sweet way. That's incredible. And what differentiates, not to start talking about Yisro, what differentiates the fact that you guys are here, what differentiates people is I guarantee you, you're not the only one who had that feeling. What separates the men from the boys, as they say, I don't know if they still say that, but as what separates the men from the boys is that you came here today. It's not that you had that voice. It's that you took that voice, Vayishma Yisro.
Action.
That you took yourself seriously and you listened to yourself. All of our alarms go off. All of our alarms go off all the time. What separates success and not success, for real, is not whether your alarm's going to go off, you'll have those feelings. Unfortunately, as you get older and older, so then the voice can get quieter and quieter and you'll second guess it. But and that's how you achieve shleimus. That's how a person achieves shleimus. Because within each and every one of us, we have shleimus. Each and every one of us is a oilam katan, has worlds. We're all one big world. We have nighttime, we have daytime. We have sadness, ace lirkod, ace everything, ace lisno. There's a time to hate? Yeah, there's a time to hate. Ace lehov, there's a time to love. Ace lishtok, there's a time to not talk. There's a time for everything. There's times in your life for everything. And Sarah, Sarah and Avram represent, we're so blessed that that's where we come from. We don't come from a religion. It's not a religion that we come from. That's, it would be easy. It's the old question. So what do I do? Do I learn all day or do I take off in the afternoon and I come and I'm so now do I start to ask Yitzi and Yisrael? So do I start coming here? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't answer that question. But it's not so simple. If it was so simple, then it wouldn't be shlemus. If the answer is, so wait. So are we supposed to, we're supposed to this, we're supposed to that. So am I supposed to learn? That's where we all get confused. So we talk about how we love everyone. Oh, so you love everyone, so I'm supposed to sleep all day and we love you. Great question. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just heard from a big person who said, from a big tzaddik. Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say?
Yeah, I decided yes. Just now I go for it.
I said yes.
I feel like everyone can.
Okay. Ahead, yes. I'm not going to get into a whole history here. I met, just briefly, Avigdor Greenwald's grandfather last night. Now, I'll say this quickly. His great-grandfather, his great-grandfather I heard about, his name was Sidney Greenwald. He was a known Yid who was very, very close with many, 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 many tzaddikim. He was a very, very special person. But one person in particular, a tzaddik, who in particular he was very close with, was the Kleisenberger Rebbe. So the first, when I met his grandfather, gave him a hug, a Avigdor, we spoke about that. We did go on for a while about a Avigdor. But I said, please tell me something from the Kleisenberger Rebbe. Tell me something. All that something. Mom, I want him to come here to speak, to share his mamish, a fountain from Rib Sidney. Let's play the thing. You have it? I recorded it. He said it in Yiddish. I'm going to translate. He said he got a bracha from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, and this is what the Kleisenberger Rebbe gave him a bracha. This is what he told him. This is what he told me that the Kleisenberger Rebbe told him. Okay, and he said, we'll do it in Yiddish and then we'll translate at the end of that. Stand up. You gotta hear this. Now here I'm talking about love. So I'm coming off of loving another Jew. This is from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, it's one of the books you must read, called War Years. The War Years about the Kleisenberger Rebbe.
Alright.
You got it?
Yeah, we'll put it max volume.
From rabbis and certain rabbis, they knew.
You know, I guess you're very good.
Can you say that one thing in Yiddish? Say, the rabbi told you, the Kleisenberger Rebbe told you, he gave me a bracha. He gave me a bracha.
He gave
me
a bracha.
That's what you should do. The bracha was this. The bracha was, Zosnib Haben Yeden Yid. You should love every Jew. Frim Afrai. He's from, he's not religious. I feel it as Chazan Trifni Kibbeh.
He says, you have to love, he gave him a bracha, you have to love every, even a Jew who eats chazer on Yom Kippur, and treif on Yom Kippur. Whoa, exactly. Whoa is right. So it's not 2024 that kumbaya, we have to sing, and we have to love everybody, and they're different shapes, because the dar needs that. No, this is tzaddikim. Oh, so then someone's going to say, but one second. Do you know that the Kleisenberger Rebbe knew Kol HaTorah Kula and was a Goyin Olam that I met one of his Gabayim? I met one of his Gabayim who comes to me sometimes to collect money. He was a Hosbacher. He would be with him. He said the Rebbe would be up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, then wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and he'd learn till 11, 12, saying the talk about the Kleisim, whatever, learning Torah, learning Basmada, Mifalashas, Torah by the Kleisim Rebbe. I went to his tish, to the tish of his son, to the yard sale. You know what they do there the whole time? They give out all of these things for the guys who finish 1,000 blot, 2,000 blot. The Rebbe's sitting there with like hundreds of Sfarim saying Pshana, Rambam. Oh, how could it be? So what? So I understand. He loves all the Jews and he's this, but he learns Torah all day? So which one am I supposed to do? New? Should I be at second Seder learning a Rajba or Chazering over the blot? Or should I come and talk about, you know, sweet, nice, emotional, whatever stuff?
Not really. I don't think that's fair to say that to yourself, to us.
Correct. That I'm making the point.
Right.
What's the answer? The answer is yes. That's the answer. That's shlemus. The answer is yes. It's confusing. The answer is, you know what? And sometimes you gotta say, I gotta work on my hasmada. And sometimes I gotta learn more. And sometimes you gotta say, I gotta love more. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? I love this guy. Ready for this? But I gotta be careful because he's not good for me and he's not the best influence on me. That doesn't mean I don't love him. That doesn't mean I don't accept him. It doesn't mean I don't respect him, but I need to make sure that I'm living the life that I want to be living.
This is the
okay, question, comments.
Ask.
Thank you. Thank you, Avigdor. Thank you, Avigdor. Thank you, Avigdor. And. Exactly. And. Correct. And. Correct. Not or. Yes, Yehuda.
I just want to share that. It's not that you have to take away from this.
Correct.
So this one comes up. It's
correct.
You got to know when to use which
correct.
Strength. Which
correct. Correct. Correct.
Like
beautiful. 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 And you know what part of that? I just want to say I had this aura, I think last year or when I was speaking to someone. How do you when you're riding on something? How do you balance? What do? You're constantly going like this to balance, right? Anyone who's surf, you know, all the surfers out there, right? That's one of the things until you find it. When you're on a skateboard, when you're this, you go like this, you go like that. What is that? Why are you doing that? Why can't you just be straight like this? Why not? Correct. You'll fall. So what do you need to do? Sometimes you got to move a little bit, lean a little bit this way. Then you lean a little bit that way. Then you lean, because we all want to be perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about being bishlemus. It means sometimes I'm gonna learn till 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I got to go and make sure I go to bed early. Now it could be a day at a time. It could be a week at a time. It could be a month at a time. I spoke to someone recently, right, about the fact that he's worried that he's going to have a Yerida, and he wants to be who he is. And I told him, I said, I'm not worried because we worry when we have that dark place. We worry. We worry because the Yetzer Hara wants to beat us up. The Yetzer Hara wants to beat us up. And the way he beats us up is by telling us, this is what you have to do from morning till night. And if you're off of that, you're not consistent, you're the wild kid, you're the one with extra energy, whatever you were told, whatever it might be, it's got to be perfect. But sometimes we look outside of ourselves. The beauty of a song is that there's a low part. Imagine if a song would just be, what kind of song is that? A song is there's a low part, right? It's not beautiful. Label, how do you make up a song? Exactly. That's beautiful. That's harmony. And then you have the bass for all the musicians. That's a shira. That's beautiful. You have a good day. Avram v'Sara zekenim b'ayim v'yamim. You know what that means? Avram and Sara, that kulam shavin l'tova. But we just spoke about how bitter it was and how painful it was that she couldn't have children. And that Hagar, right? How could that be? Kulam shavin l'toiva? I don't get it. So everything was all good? What's the answer? The answer is that is the shlemus. The shlemus is your negative stuff also. Your shlemus is, part of your shlemus is, part of who you are those negative things. And that's okay. That's okay that you have. Yes, Avi.
Something cool you're saying about music, like if you write music, like on sheet music, all of the notes are like different, and like a song has like one note looks like this, another note's a little higher, and it's going and it's going, and the more complex and like the nicer music is, the more messy the page looks.
Interesting.
And there's the notes that are connected, and you're holding notes, and you're stopping, and the tempo changes, the speed changes.
Amazing.
Like you were saying about music, if it was just one note that was being held right. the whole time, it would just be like one flat that wouldn't
correct.
Do anything.
And that's what, and thank you, Avi. I want to say, the Yetzer Hara wants us to be, the Yetzer Hara wants us to be that perfect, that image. I'm perfect. I don't have my anxiety. I wake up every day the same exact time. I eat the same food. Now, again, especially I remember I met especially you come from a culture. There are milas to the English people, and I mean that to England. There is a benefit to people who have Seder. Seder is a beautiful order to do things consistently. I'm not at all saying not to be consistent, but when it comes to relationships with yourself, with people, with Hashem, with the Torah, with all of these things, it's never ever going to be the same exact thing. There's going to be ups and downs and twists and turns, and wait till you get married, because there are more twists and turns. There's also more benefits to it. There are more. It's always like that. There's always the more ups and downs and lows and highs, the more shlemus. If Avram and Sarah would be, it's one of the things they say about Noah. If Avram and Sarah would just lock themselves up and just be and mind their own business, then of course that was the Musa, the Dubna, you know, with the Gra and the Dubna Magid. Right? I mean, we can't say Musa like that. But to okay, no big deal. So don't get married. Sit in the corner. Sit in this. Blah, 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 blah. Shut yourself out, like the stipler said. So what are you getting married with? Your shtender's not going to give you any problems. Your shtender, your gemara, that's not shlemus. That's not shlemus. That's not what life is about. Okay, who had a question? Naftali, and then we'll wrap up.
No, I just want to add, like, it's hard. It's like, in every second, heartbeat is also, it's up and down.
Right,
and
correct. Correct. Naftali Cohen, guys. Naftali Cohen. Ask Naftali. Why does everyone love Naftali? No, why?
He's relatable.
Right. Naftali, has it been an easy? Has it been? Has your life? Has it been a high? What do they say? Easy as pie. Right. But has it been? Naftali makes everything look so sweet and easy. Has it been? So easy for you? Huh? Yeah. Has it been so easy for you?
Do that.
What? It hasn't been easy. Okay, Hashem should help us all. We should all be Zocha. Yeah, purity of speech. Amazing. Thank you.
Any posts? Everybody have disagreements or things like that?
Of course. Wait till we get to Ruchel and Leah.
Like Mary had a little lamb.
Wow. Amazing. Complex. What are we up to, Rav Dev? Thank you. I just want to thank. It's an inspiration. Day 11. I just want to say Yisrael and Yitzi, for real. Thank you. It's an inspiration for me. Very inspiring. Okay. Are you allowed if you say that someone spoke Lashon Hara? Huh, interesting. Right, my mother told all her friends how annoyed she was with one of her neighbors. So that's Lashon Hara, because you're talking about your mother. Revealing that someone didn't extend kindness. Interesting. I'm surprised that someone preferred not to host his former classmate last Shabbos. In the event that you reveal that someone did not extend kindness to you, there's also a problem of harboring a grudge, which is a different Avera, which is also a problem.
After collecting money for a certain cause, you tell your friend, I was shocked that the people in this neighborhood gave me such small donations, which is also something you have to be very, very careful with, is grouping people and saying Lashon Hara about people, right? To say Israelis are like this. To say, Americans, you might be able to say, because it's Rov Gayim, you have to be careful with that as well. If you're referring to
American
a community,
Jews.
Those Hasidim, these people who live here, you have to be very, very careful. Like, that would be a problem, besides the fact that you're taking the net, you're saying it, I was shocked that the people gave such small donations. If you say that about an area or a place, then that's also very dangerous, because you're really grouping everybody together. Okay, Hashem should help all of us. We should be Zocha, have an incredible first day of the rest of our life.